Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for hanging out. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt. This segment on The Fan brought to you by Tally's Tab and Eatery. Tally's open for curbside pickup and delivery from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Visit their website, tallystap.com, or go to their Facebook page for details. Tally's Tab and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is the former general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, now with the Golden State Warriors as the director of player development, but more importantly,
player personnel.
A seven seed
the
Fandemonium bracket. Larry Harris joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Larry, appreciate the time today.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on. Well wishes to everybody out there. Obviously, in Wisconsin, as you're in Texas, with the virus, and hopefully there aren't many people that have been affected there, as they are here in Texas, and just well wishes to everybody that are being affected by this virus, and hopefully we'll get a handle on it here shortly. But in addition to that, thanks for having me. I didn't know I was a seventh seed, so there's a lot of pressure right now. That's more than I thought. I wish I was going up against Gary, though. That's what I would like. I'd like to go up against him. That would have been good.
Well, yeah, Gary's off today for a mental health day.
I know he is. I know. Oh, I heard he was off.
Mental
health.
He should never come back,
soft.
Then.
Just soft.
He said just soft.
Right, Leroy, soft.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That's what it is. Yeah. So how are you guys doing?
Larry, we're doing good, man, and it would be a lot. It would be a lot better if we were talking about live sports here coming up. But we were just having a conversation before you came on, trying to figure out who is going to budge first. What have you guys been told there with the Warriors as we try to plan for one, once we actually start playing basketball, but also two, how this is going to impact going into the off season? A big one for you guys drafting where you guys might be and when. You know, the NBA draft gets underway, when the summer leagues get underway. What exactly are you guys being told on the timeline, or is it just wait and see?
Well, I think a lot of it is wait and see, but I can tell you we were on the phone with our owner a couple days ago talking about particulars, and obviously he addressed the organization of what he's hearing from the league office and stuff. And right now, everything that we know that I can tell the people there in Wisconsin that and our fans are aware of is that Adam and the league office is all about the families and the people that are being affected by this. The health and safety of our players and all the fans and everybody is most important. So until the CDC and the WHO and everybody gets a handle on the curve and we can start flattening this to where we can get back to some normalcy, I don't think we have any idea what the NBA is going to look like at this point. We've been given no direction. About what we're going to do with the draft. And I think that's for us, which is important. I don't think that's anything's going to be discussed about that until the health and well-being of the country is taken. It takes first the priority before we ever get back into sports. So your guess is as good as mine is when we may start back out.
Now, this is interesting because, I mean, we talked to you and you're a former GM, now director of player personnel and all that fun stuff. But I want to know this because the NFL is saying they're going to do a draft, but they close all their facilities. and they want people to continue to practice social distancing, which means you're going to have GMs, director of player personnel, scouts, assistant GMs, all scattered all over the place, and then still have that draft. Just how difficult is this going to be coming from somebody that's been involved in a draft in the NBA 100 times?
Yeah, I would say, you know, again, everybody's, you know, I think the NFL is going to be the case study to how we do it. But if it comes to that, I think the way we're looking at it is worst case scenario is we have no draft workouts. We have no Chicago Combine. We'll probably do some Skype interviews, which obviously isn't ideal. You'd rather have them face-to-face, but I think that's probably what we'll get at best, and we probably will get no medicals. So it's going to be a lot of work done ahead of time. There will be a lot of intel done. There's going to be a lot of conversations, which we're having now, as we're doing as an organization with all these prospects and their coaches and their high school coaches and everybody that's ever touched them or known them. But it's really going to be a lot of intel work and then some Skype interviews that we're going to have with these players under certain parameters. So there'll be no psychological testing probably. So there's the worst case scenario will be that if you didn't do your homework prior to March 10th or 11th and think that film's going to get you through it, you better have a pretty good staff that's seen a lot of games. And I'm talking about the GM level because they just don't have the ability and time to get out and see your team and pro games and college games to be able to really have a true handle on the draft. That this is really where your front office staff below your general manager is really worth their weight in gold, because their eyes and what they've seen and what they can gather are going to be probably the biggest decision makers in the room.
It was an honor and a pleasure to speak to your dad. We spoke to him earlier part last year. He's just a great person. Did he ever give you any Kobe Bryant stories that you could share? Because it just seemed like to me, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you, obviously, since Kobe passing. But, I mean, your dad was just tremendous.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, obviously, I think very highly of him. One of the great advantages I have now here living in Frisco, that he lives a mile and a half from me. Now, I haven't seen him in a couple weeks on purpose, but I talk to him every day, and he's doing well, and we're trying to keep him from going out and doing anything crazy at 83 years old. But I appreciate you saying that about him. The one story, and there's a lot of them. If you know my dad, and I love him to death, when he tells a story, it takes him a long time to get it out, and we laugh about that all the time. But I would say the one story that he told me a long time ago was when I was working for the Bucks, I got a chance to see Kobe play at Lower Merion a couple different times and had some write-ups and stuff. And so when the Lakers got him, my dad called me and said, "Hey, you know, what kind of player are we getting?" And at that time, I thought he was going to be more like Scottie Pippen. She was 6'6", athletic, lanky, long, played a forward position, handled the ball, did a lot of things to me that Scottie Pippen did at a high school level. I thought that would be his ceiling. But my dad had him in like two or three practices, and he calls me. And it was a sad statement at the end of the day, but it was true. He said, "Larry, let me tell you about Kobe Bryant." He goes, "Not only is he going to be great, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to win multiple rings, and I'm probably not going to get a coaching that long." And that probably stuck with me more than anything else.
Yeah.
That is just incredible.
And he was right. And literally, it was 5 days into practice. And the last part, I said, "Dad, why is that?" He goes, "Larry, it's the NBA. I'm just telling you, I'm probably not going to get the coaching that long, but he's going to be great." And he was right about that. And I will say this about him. My dad's, you know, obviously very emotional, passionate about the game of basketball at every level, from girls basketball, boys basketball, from junior high all the way up to the pro ranks. And he wants to help every player he's ever coached and every coach that he's ever had on his staff. But the loss of Kobe Bryant, I've never seen him be so emotional about it. It was hard. Moses Malone was hard because he was so close to Moses and knew him when from the time he was 19 years old till he passed away. But Kobe was very hard for him, because a lot of people didn't know, I'm sure he told you, that, you know, he also coached his father, Joe. So he knew Kobe from such a young age and saw his growth and his development. That, you know, he was almost, you know, in a way, he only coached him 2.5 years, but he almost treated him as like family. And so it was, and one other story, if you don't mind me telling you, the other one was funny, which I'm sure he told you, was one of the first times he came back to play dad after he was fired when dad was with the Mavericks. I think Kobe, either it was in L.A. or it was in Dallas. Dallas. I can't remember exactly where the location was. He put 62 on him. And after the game, they asked Kobe, you know, what was this all about? And he goes, well, I did that because Dell didn't start me when I was a rookie in Los Angeles. I had to make a statement. So that was one of the first conversations they had. So there's a lot of stories. And there's a book written about Kobe, and Dad had a lot of input in that as well. So, and having been around Jerry West when he was with us with the Warriors for 5 years, there's a lot of stories where Jerry and Kobe went back, and Jerry likes telling those stories as well. So, impacted a lot of people all over the world. And to me personally, I didn't even realize how impactful Kobe was doing after basketball as much as an impact that he had all over the world with boys and girls everywhere. So tremendous.
Man, I couldn't agree more. Larry Harris joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. The impact, personally, that so many different people had. And in my age group, I mean, there were a lot of guys that, you know, we didn't grow up watching Michael Jordan. We grew up watching Kobe Bryant dominate the sport. And that kind of drive, that kind of dedication, Larry, I think really propelled a lot of players in my generation. You see Trae Young being one of them, as well as, you know, Kyrie and there's so many different people that have taken at least something from what he did and the drive that he had, the dedication to be the best. So many people took that into whatever they do in life. And for you personally, the personal impact that you have with these guys in your position, how difficult can that be sometimes to separate the personal feelings and you know, love affair you have for an individual and them as a person, and then take it out into the business world of what you have to do with your job?
Yeah, I think the thing that we talk about in Golden State and things that I learned from the people that I work with in Milwaukee was it's hard not to develop a personal relationship with these players. And I think that because it's so transient now that players are changing teams that, you know, obviously Kobe's unique is with one team for 20 years. And so when you draft players, when you trade for players, and when you acquire players in free agency, you're hoping that they're with you for quite amount of time. If I can equate that to when I was in Milwaukee, you know, you had Michael Redd, who was with us a long time. We did an extension with him. He made a lot of money and did a lot of good things for the organization. To see him develop and grow as a man was great. I had a personal relationship with him, but I never really crossed the line of going out to eat and doing things with his family and those things, because I was taught that, you know, you needed to keep a separation because at some point in your career, you may have to trade him or whatever. So there's that fine line. And yet now we look at Golden State and we've got three players that have been with us since they've been babies, basically, and Clay and Steph and Draymond. And at some point in their careers, either they'll retire or maybe there's a trade or something down the road, some unforeseen option becomes available to the Warriors that, you know, that is going to be a hard time. And hopefully for us, the way we look at it is they'll all retire as Golden State Warrior players. They'll never play for anybody else, and that's exactly how we want it. But there'll come a time when we have to divorce the player from the person. And so it's hard not to get into that personal life and get to know their whole family, because you want to feel like you're invested. And every organization that's any good talks about family. But as a general manager in the front office, you have to keep that separation. But to let the fans know, the players know that as well. It isn't just a one side. The players also know that it's a business. And so it's a fine line. But the longer you're with them, it's harder to separate yourself from a personal and business side of it, if that makes sense.
You know, Larry, when we talk about where we're all at and this whole deal and where the NBA is at, I just, as a long-suffering Bucks fan, I just think everybody in this town is going to lose their mind if this doesn't get to be a deal where there is a postseason or where there possibly is that championship run with Giannis. And then with that Supermax possibly being up in the future too. And there was a whole big thing agreed upon last night by the MLB as far as service time goes. And, you know, guys that are in the last year of their deals, if the MLB doesn't play all year, it's going to count as service time. And those guys will get to go be free agents without, say, Mookie Betts being able to play that last year with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But my big concern is, from the NBA standpoint, is the longer everything gets put on hold, the longer and shorter a time probably free agency would then be at the end of the day if you're holding out hope till August or something like that to play NBA games.
Yeah, I think the thing with that, Sparky, is and again, this is way above my pay grade, but I would anticipate, and obviously speaking with our group, We've thrown out a lot of questions. Not a lot have been answered, obviously. But my guess would be that they're not looking in such a narrow focus of, okay, when we get back to play, will it be a shortened, truncated season since we have 17 or 18 games left? And then will it go into an abbreviated playoffs to where we're playing a lot of games, maybe, you know, a series of five and seven, or, you know, how are they going to do that? So I think that they're going to take a look at all of that. But in addition to that, they're also going to look into next season. So everything going forward is not going to be just in a vacuum of the 19-20 season. It's 2021. So you may see, and again, this is just a guess. I know nothing more than what I'm about to do is a guess. I don't want it to say that I know anything, is that if we extend this to where, let's say we start in June or July, and we push this thing forward, that possibly going into the 2021 season, that thing's probably going to propel more into the summer, and we start seeing more NBA games, the playoffs, and things that may even continue into August or September. We're getting away from the NFL and getting more into conflicts with Major League Baseball.
And that
I could see that happening.
And selfishly, Larry, and doing post games now, taking over for Stevie, I think it's a genius idea from a business standpoint in the NBA. You're going to be able to take out Major League Baseball for the majority of the younger viewing audience at least. And also you can dominate those summer months as well. But those discussions, it feels like it's been kind of on the table for the league for quite some time. Now it almost maybe is forcing the hand to say, well, let's see if it works, and let's see if we can give it a shot and run this thing starting up on maybe Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all speculation. I think the one thing that, and again, last year in the GM meetings, one of the things that they talked about, and you guys, it was well documented, it's not anything that the NBA and certainly fans all over the world don't know, is what keeping an 82-game schedule. I mean, that's kind of always been looked at of how can we maximize these players, make games more meaningful, get more viewership, make every game count. And so this is a way to look at that, and maybe that's shortening the season that way. Maybe it's changing the calendar is what you're talking about as well. But I think that they're going to look at a lot of different aspects, but we always have to remember the three things that are always going to come into play when everything changes. If you do anything, is the player salary. That means to the owner's salaries. You got the players association, and then you got your sponsorships and TV money. So they're all in unison working together. So it isn't just Adam going, I'm going to do this, and this is how it's going to look, guys. Just deal with it. There's three parts to this puzzle. And so as we're all moving around, and there's a lot of money involved from a player, owner, and a sponsorship/TV component, they'll all have to be in unison with that. But this certainly gives us a chance to take a step back, reevaluate, and if there's ever a time for it to happen, you can use this epidemic, obviously this virus and this tragedy that's going on all over the world to refocus and take a look at, you know, how can we change things maybe for the better.
All right, Larry Harris.
All right, Larry.
Go ahead, Stevie.
Well, let's talk about this bracket, shall we, Larry Harris? I mean, back in the day when you were here, you were the GM. You and I used to do the Pro Hoop Show with Gary Wolfel, and at one point we were traveling circus. We'd take it all over the place. You'd give away, like, all kinds of Bucks paraphernalia, signed stuff, and everything else.
You're telling people that I did all this, right? Remind people, because they're going to forget. It's all
there are a lot of people that got a lot of signed Bucks gear from you. Yes, no doubt. Yes. Yeah. You were unbelievable as a talk show host, as a guy giving stuff away.
How much gear?
You would come with boxes of stuff. Boxes of stuff, signed shoes, big, like, jumpsuits to give away to people, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, that should get me in the top four right there. I mean, who else is bringing that resume to the table?
No.
Okay,
In addition, been on the show for 20, how many years, there? How many years
15?
Have you been on the show at least one time a year? 15.
15 years.
There's not many people. I got to be long running. That's got to be a sort of a record. I got to be in the top tier. Shouldn't I be for that?
Not to mention, how many times have you won the golf outing, the charity golf outing in August?
Well, I may have cheated a few times, to be completely honest. We may not have counted every stroke, and I may not have hit every ball. We had good intentions going in.
Man, I like this guy so much more.
We're going to play fair, and then not. And then once we got close to the end, it was about winning. So I guess if you wanted a GM that wanted to win at every level, it didn't matter. I wanted to win no matter what we were doing. So, but I enjoyed the golf outing.
That's good. You are taking on Andrew Wagner, Larry Harris.
Andrew who?
Andrew Wagner.
Exactly.
That's not very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andrew Wagner.
If you win, man.
No. I didn't mean that disrespectfully because now people say I'm big time.
No, you did. You should say yes, you did. It's funnier.
It is funnier. It is way funnier.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was. I mean, now that you told me, I still don't know who he is, but I did know.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's been a writer in Milwaukee for quite some time. In fact, he was our original baseball insider back when we started the station in 2005, 2006. He's covered mostly baseball over the course of time in Milwaukee. Okay. But if you win, if you beat him, your next matchup will be the 2-seed Mike Wickett.
Oh, boy. Okay, who's he going up against?
He is going up against Mario Terabassi, an old producer who was the first one to greet me after he's got no chance.
So, like he's always asleep.
Okay, so the question I would have is, and again, the 2-seed, that's a pretty good 2-seed. The voice for radio and all that stuff. Does being athletic and playing any sports at all count? Like, does that give me an edge up? Like, I mean, did he ever manage anything, or did he ever, whether good or bad?
No, a fantasy baseball team.
Did he ever win the league?
Not that I remember. No, Sparky. I don't know if Mike Wickett ever won that fantasy league.
Really, really not a lot of boxes checked. Other than he did a lot of stuff on radio, which was good. And again, as I would say, he was reporting things that were already done, right? He wasn't like the weatherman. He didn't have to do anything, and then it happened. These were all post-game analysis when everything was finished, correct?
Yeah.
So he never really had to give his opinion and then determine whether he was right or wrong, correct?
That's
true. And he doesn't have a ring.
Oh, I got three.
He does not have a ring. Zero. Right. And your dad's a Hall of Famer. You should not have to go through this, Larry.
Part of it. Yeah, and you know what? Let me put it to you this way. I would like to get in the top four just because of my father. People love him. Forget me. If you give a vote for me, you're giving a vote for my dad.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now, that's an endorsement that's going to get it done, I think. That'll definitely.
Dad's going to get it done. Yes.
So if I don't win, I'll just blame it on my dad, and he'll feel bad, and he'll never call you back again. So,
That's the easiest way to do it. Pass the buck. Larry, appreciate it, man. This is always fun.
Yeah. Always. All right. You guys take care.
Thanks,
right.
man. And be safe.
Thank you so much, Larry.
You got it.
We'll keep you posted on where the rankings are at. That's Larry Harris, former Bucks GM, and now director of player personnel for the Golden State Warriors, three-time NBA champion here on the Wendy's Big Show, and always a bunch of fun. It's not as much fun, though, I got to be honest, guys, when Larry's on and Gary's not here, because those two go at it like brothers that haven't seen each other in like 6 years. And then immediately, right away, they're both just throwing haymakers at each other.
Yeah, it's really good. I totally agree with that, for sure.
So Larry Harris joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935. Leroy Butler, another place that is always A1. That's steak sauce. That's perfection is how you say it. Like Larry Harris would be Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors.
Guys,
yes.
Now's the time to do something a little different. Do we all agree with that, right?
Sometimes you go back to the radio studios and broadcast? Right.
No.
You have to do something different. That's what Pella Window and Doors want to do for everybody. So think about this. Go to PellaWI.com, and you'll see all the new things they have. Now, they got some rules now, and I think everybody understands the rules. They're going to do some lot of innovative stuff. They want to follow the rules just like all the other companies. But if you go to PellaWI.com, you'll get a chance to make your own decisions. Now, for the rest of the month, okay? Just for the rest of the month. They're going to offer you 5% over, okay? Ooh. Over and above all the offers. For all the offers that they've got, you'll see them all on PellaWI.com. They're going to offer you 5% over all of those for the rest of the month. Guys, you got to take advantage of these kind of things. Again, Pella Window and Doors have been doing it for a long time, guys, and we appreciate Gina for being a part of the show and things of that nature. But you got to support the companies that are always giving back, and that's what Pella Window and Doors do. It's about giving back at this time, saving you money. They got a lot of things, guys. Please go to the website, PellaWI.com today. Look at all the great offers. And all the offers that you see, they're going to give you 5% above that. Nobody is doing that. This is how you really do business. We appreciate Pella Window and Door. So visit them today.
We have some more. We have some audio of a salty Aaron Rodgers that we still have to bring to you today on the Wendy's Big Show.
Allegedly.
We have to reset the big topics here today on the Wendy's Big Show. And there's an opportunity for you to watch a classic Green Bay Packer game that was just announced by the Four Letter Network. It all comes up during Pick a Lane, the 5 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. It's next right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.